Welcome to this episode of Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. I got the opportunity to speak with the legendary Geezer Butler, the bassist and one of the founding members and primary lyricists for Black Sabbath. He has a new book out, and we talked about that, some interesting recollections about Bill Ward overdosing on acid. In fact, some pretty strong content, not exactly family-friendly. Here is Geezer Butler.
Good morning, Jackie.
There's so many things I could talk to you about, but the main thing we're visiting about is Into the Void, From Birth to Black Sabbath and Beyond, your new book out Amazon and wherever books are sold. Geezer, I tried so hard to somehow get a copy of this book before we spoke so I would know more about it. Not achievable. Good work on not letting it be anywhere until the release date. So I guess I'm just going to ask you about some things that I hope are covered in the book. Is that okay?
Yeah, cool.
Do you address what you've talked about in the past of Bill Ward, your bandmate at the time, not being the best bunkmate?
Oh, on his bus, yeah. Well, he wasn't the most hygienic person. He used to wake up in the morning, drink a bottle of vodka, and then puke all over the bus that we were on.
Whoa!
He never used to clean it up, and he used to smoke 60 cigarettes a day, so it was like being in a fog on the bus. And he used to leave all his cigarette butts all over the place. So he wasn't exactly the greatest traveling companion, that's for sure.
So many people have talked with you over the years about when you were younger and when you first formed Sabbath, your fascination with horror, religion, the occult. How does that play into the book? How do you address all of that in the book, or do you?
Yeah, I mean, the occult thing came from being brought up a very strict Catholic. So I believed in all, you know, Jesus and God and the devil and all that kind of thing. And we used to have missionaries that used to come to our church and tell everybody that they were going to go to hell and everything. Mm. And that used to frighten the life out of me. When I left school, I started looking for other kinds of spiritualism. And one of them was the occult, Satanism, and stuff like that. So I looked at that for a bit and realized that wasn't for me, which is where the lyrics for this first song that we wrote, Black Sabbath, is a warning against getting into Satanism and the occult and all that kind of thing. So, I've always been interested in spiritualism and religion.
Well, it sounds like the missionaries that visited your home were scarier than the horror and the occult.
But, yeah, that was scarier than any horror film that I've seen, because they were real.
When you were younger, did you watch the Hammer films back in the day?
Yeah, I loved them. And I used to read all the books that the Hammer films were made from, the Dennis Wheatley book. And then there was stuff like Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, which was a big thing back in the late 60s, which was about, about magic and stuff like that, sort of pre-Harry Potter kind of thing. It was like Harry Potter for my generation. And a lot of immigrants to where I lived were Hindus and Muslims. And I used to, go into their houses and they'd tell me what they believed in and stuff. So it was good.
I've heard and read a couple of stories. Can you talk about the time you overdosed on acid?
Oh, it took too much, yeah. It was one of the very early Sabbath shows. And we did this show in London, and this girl came up to me after, and I didn't know anything about acid, and she gave me this pill and said, this is for the four of you. And I said to the others, do you want some of this pill? And they said no, so I took the whole thing, not knowing what it was. And it was like four doses of acid in one go. Horrendous, the worst experience of my life.
Because you had to play.
Yeah, I had to play the next day. When the sun came out, I thought the sun beams were stabbing me, but it was horrendous. And then there was this big eye that suddenly appeared that was following me around everywhere. And then when we went to the gig that night, we had to drive through this, it was in the middle of a park with lots of flowers, and I thought the flowers were trying to get into the car to strangle me. When we went on stage, I thought I was on a ship, and all the audience was with the waves. And then finally, and I just stood there, mesmerised by my hand playing, because my hand seems to have a mind of its own. Played everything great, and then at the end of the show, I admitted to the others what had happened.
What will surprise us most about the book?
It's hard to say. Probably the way that we grew up. in post-war Birmingham. It was like battered. There's a lot of bombed-out buildings still from the war. I think the poverty that we grew up in, people don't realise how tough it was to be in England still in the 50s after World War II.
Well, and I think I had read that you had said, you know, you didn't realise it at the time because that was your life. That was your every day-to-day life, walking by these bombed-out buildings and burned-out cars that y'all actually used to play in.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's like, you know, kids get used to their environment, but you don't know anything else in your life. And I never left. We didn't have enough money to leave Ashton. We didn't have a car or anything like that. So I was just stuck in the one place until I was about 16. We go to Ireland every other year to visit the relations over in Dublin, and that was about it. That's the only time we got out of Ashton.
Because that's where your parents were from, correct, Ireland?
Yeah, Dublin, yeah.
Now, I know we've got to wrap it up. I wanted to ask you, though, and looking back, what is one of your favorite Sabbath moments or funniest memory being in the band?
Probably the favorite was when our first album got into the charts, because nobody had given us any chance whatsoever. We did the album and didn't really think ever going to do anything. We were just happy to finally have an album recorded, and we were driving to a gig, and it came on the chart show came on the radio, and it said in at 28 this week, Black Sabbath. Finally done it and proved everybody else wrong.
Before we go, I know that you are a vegan, and you and your wife champion helping those that don't have voices, and I'm talking about animals. Are y'all fostering any animals right now?
We're down to our last two dogs and three cats. My favourite friend, my best friend of all time, just passed away a month ago, and I'm still breathing. He's my favourite dog ever.
I'm so, so sorry. Geezer, Into the Void, From Birth to Black Sabbath and Beyond, the new memoir out Amazon, wherever you get your books. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. Could keep on talking to you because we've got so many topics we could cover. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. Feel free to like, subscribe, share, and leave a review. I want to thank Deepwell Sound's Mike Neal for providing Kathy Took My Beach Ball, the intro and outro music for Rock Talk with Jackie Neal.